Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, By the Book listeners, Kristen here. Did you know that you can receive a weekly By the Book affirmation minisode plus the rules of every book that we've lived by? It's easy. All you have to do is become a member of our Patreon community. To learn more, go to patreon.com/listen to buy the book. Again, that's patreon.com/listen to buy the book, or just look at the episode description from today's show.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe listen on headphones if you're at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hello, Jolenta Greenberg.
Hello, Kristen Meinzer.
It is such a special day, my friend.
It is.
Because we are officially launching season 8, and we're about to do something we have never done on the show before.
What is that?
We are going to live by a book that I've already read. Yes, there is a self-help book out there that I have read before.
I'm pretty sure that is cheating, but I don't care because I'm always like pro just a little bit of like good-spirited cheating. But also, I don't mind because I'm pretty sure I know what book it is. You've mentioned this book on the show before. May I make a guess?
Oh, yes, you may.
Is it by someone who is always working 9 to 5?
Oh, yes, you know it is, my friend. And trust me, she will always love you.
Mm-hmm, she will. And I will always love her right back. And I'm excited to get started because I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And this is By the Book.
In each episode of By the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether or not it actually changed our lives.
And for this, our 8th season, we are doing something we've always wanted to do. You always wanted us to do it. We are living exclusively by self-help books written by celebrities.
Celebrity. Wow.
And today, we are kicking off season 8 with a book that Kristen loves. It's called Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You by Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is a singer, songwriter, actor, author, businesswoman, and philanthropist. In addition to writing over 3,000 songs like Jolene and I Will Always Love You, she's also starred in dozens of films like Steel Magnolias and 9 to 5. Her work has garnered hundreds of awards and nominations, including Grammys, Tonys, Emmys, and Oscars. Dolly grew up, in her words, dirt poor, the fourth of 12 children to a sharecropper and preacher's daughter in East Tennessee. But despite no running water and only one bedroom in their cabin, the family was rich with love and music. Dolly began singing in church at age 6, local radio appearances soon followed, and the day after she graduated high school, she headed to Nashville, where she made it big. Dolly credits much of her success to the business acumen she learned from her father, who, despite his intelligence, could not read. In his honor, she founded Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, a program that mails free books to children from birth until they begin school. She also launched Dollywood, a theme park to create jobs in the area where she grew up, and numerous other charitable efforts, including natural conservation programs and the funding of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine.
In 2009, Dolly received an honorary doctorate of humane letters from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. During the ceremony, she gave the commencement speech as well to the graduates of the College of Arts and Sciences. Recordings of her speech immediately went viral, and Dolly eventually built on it and published it in the form of her 2012 book, Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You, with all proceeds supporting her literacy foundation. In Dream More, Dolly highlights her four wishes for her readers: to dream more, learn more, care more, and be more, in their work, with their loved ones, in their communities, and with themselves. Woven through the book are song lyrics and stories of her own successes and failures, as well as reminders that Dolly doesn't see herself so much as an advice giver, as a person who's open to sharing her own experiences and what's worked for her. In the end, it may turn out that what works for you is different.
Here's how you do it. Step one, dream more. Stay true to your heart and to your dreams. Say your dreams out loud, even if people laugh, like Dolly's classmates used to when she said she'd be a professional musician. Visualize yourself being successful at what you want to accomplish. Then work hard to make your dreams come true. Wearing out rather than rusting out, as Dolly likes to say. Also, know what dreams to let go of without becoming bitter, and keep coming up with new dreams.
Step two, learn more. The more you learn about everything, the easier it is to do anything. And you don't need a formal education to learn, but knowing how to read helps a lot. So learn to read and read all you can, not just for the content, but also for the emotional and creative experience. Try new things and take chances. Even if you fall flat on your face, you'll know that you tried and you will absolutely learn something. Learn to read people and spend time with those who give you energy rather than suck yours out of you. And no matter what situation you're thrown into, always do your homework.
Step three, care more. There are a lot of people who do things just well enough to get by, but caring is about striving for more than good enough. It's about how you look, how you prepare, and how you keep your commitments. So be on time. Hold up your end of the deal. Give everything you have to give. Tell the truth. Don't get too big for your britches. Don't judge others. In both your personal and professional life, love and respect everyone, no matter who they are. And do your best to appreciate the uniqueness in every single soul.
Step four, be more. People will remember us for who we were, not for how many records we sell or how much money we make. So use your power and your platform to make others' lives better. Don't be self-serving, self-righteous, or make excuses for your bad behavior. Count your blessings more often than your money. Have a spiritual center and listen to it. And be the best Dolly Parton you can be. But fill in your name, of course, instead of Dolly Parton's.
That's what the book says. And so that's what we did for 2 weeks straight.
So, Kristen, since this is the love of your life in book form, I feel you must go first. So please tell us about your first week of living by Dream More. Celebrate the Dreamer in You by one Dolly Parton.
Well, I started at the very beginning with good old step one.
And that is dream more.
Yes, but I have got to be honest with you, Jolenta. I didn't know what specifically to dream about at first.
Right.
That's not to say I don't have lots of dreams. I just didn't know which dreams to focus on. And so I went out on a walk with my husband, Dean, and talked with him about it. And this is what he said.
So what am I dreaming about?
What are you dreaming about?
I know
what you're always dreaming about.
What is that?
Christmas. And especially because it's almost over, you'll always be reminiscing and dreaming of Christmas.
Oh, Christmas is the best. But what am I dreaming of, like, doing or being? What am I dreaming of accomplishing?
Spreading Christmas cheer by singing loud for all to hear?
That's a lot of honking. I think they agree with you.
You do think about Christmas an awful lot of the year.
Dean is right. Dean is right. And I don't care if he's being a smartass or not, because it's very true. Dean is right. You want to spread Christmas all year round. That is your dream.
Yes, it is my dream. And you know what? I thought about that. And I actually turned it into something concrete.
You mean Christmas just sort of as an abstract, amorphous, like, holiday season isn't clear enough for you? I don't get it. But cool, go on. I'm glad you clarified for yourself.
No, let me explain. Jolenta, I don't know if you remember, but a long time ago, I had this idea for a made-for-TV Christmas mystery romance.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I even ran the idea by our agent, and she told me to write a novel version of it first. And I tried doing it during NaNoWriMo, but
right.
I got derailed.
Right. And NaNoWriMo, for those of us who don't know slash never fucking remember what it actually stands for, what is it, Kristen?
It is an abbreviation for National Novel Writing Month. It's every November, and people sign up from all over the world with the goal of writing an entire mm-hmm. novel in 1 month. I even joined a NaNoWriMo accountability group started by a By the Book listener.
Right, that's where I've heard of it. So as of today's taping, Kristen, it's January. We're a few months past November. We weren't living by Dream More back then, so what's the connection?
You are correct. That was months ago when we were not living by Dolly Parton's book, and maybe that's why I only got 25% of the way through writing my book back in November.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have Dolly with me.
Nope.
If she was on my shoulder, maybe I would have finished.
Mm-mm.
But I decided, with Dolly's inspiration, while we lived by this book, I would aim to write maybe 50% of the book, maybe even get 75% of the way through my book.
I like that. So your step one was deciding to fulfill your dream of writing your novel in 2 weeks, which is wild.
Yes, and I just want to interject here really quickly, because I know a lot of people listening are going to be like, but didn't you guys already write novels in less than 7 to 14 days in season one?
Please. Come on. Those are ebooks.
Yes, those were ebooks. And I just want to make clear, if you printed out our ebooks, Jolenta, what would they be? A pamphlet? They were very small books,
ooh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is like in the category of like under 15 minute reads, aka like it probably could have been 4 tweets, you dumb bitch.
But I just want to make clear, my Christmas mystery romance is actually going to be, if all goes well, hundreds of pages. This is a real book.
And a mini series on like Lifetime.
Yes. But what's great is that leads us into another part of the first step about dreaming more.
What was that?
That's saying our dreams out loud and visualizing ourselves succeeding. Take a listen.
I will write this Christmas mystery romance. I will write every day. I will complete this Christmas mystery romance, and it will be adapted to the screen. And when people who are queer and brown and old and young see themselves in it, they will be happy. I will write this Christmas mystery romance.
I love it. I love the determination. I love how many people will be seen in it and see it. I love the screen adaptation. I love
Thank
it
you.
All. And I do feel like, you know, as opposed to an Amish romance ebook that we wrote many, many a moon ago, this is so much more in line with like the dreams of like Kristen as a whole and like your mission in the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Jolenta.
You are welcome. Now tell me what you did next.
I got to writing.
Oh, good.
Or more truthfully, I got to editing. When I looked back at what I'd written in November, I realized that a lot of it was just incoherent notes and clues that I might include or characters that didn't really make sense. So I did some cutting, I did some rewriting, I did some rearranging, then I did some more cutting. And by the end of the first week, guess how close I was to finishing my book? Remember, I started at 25%.
Mm-hmm. I'd say, because you did rewrites and stuff, let's say 30. Because you like had you took like one step back, two steps forward, 30%.
You are incorrect. Ah. By the end of the first week, I was 15% completed with my book.
No. I'm sorry. I assumed you would take more steps further than you did. It's not doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means I like put you on a pedestal.
Oh God, no! It was terrible, Jolenta.
No, but that happens. Editing means like often. Like temporarily feeling like you're crushing your dreams, right?
It was terrible. It was so, so bad. To say I was discouraged would be such an understatement. I actually started thinking, oh my God, what if I never finish this book? Or what if I don't have it in me? I don't know the first thing about writing a mystery. I'm such a fraud. What is a mystery?
Oh,
I don't know if I should even keep doing this. But
then you get into the whole, like, what are words? Like, what are thoughts? Like, if you say tomato too many times, that loses its meaning.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Anyway.
Jolenta, were you there with me? All
I mean,
this is exactly
I feel like we've all
thinking.
Gone down that rabbit hole. It always leads to, like, just, like, time is arbitrary. I don't even know. Like,
it was so bad. But then, thankfully, Dean had an idea, and it fell right under step two in Dolly Parton's plan.
Amazing. So that is learn more. Step two is learn more.
Yes. Dean suggested that we try watching some classic TV mysteries to see how the old schoolers did it. There was one show in particular I'd always wanted to check out that I'd never seen before that centered on a mystery book writer. So we queued it up, and afterward, we debriefed as the closing credits played.
Okay, so I don't know. Is Jessica Fletcher just really smart? Because I felt like she figured that out without getting enough clues, and the clues were not laid out in a way that necessarily would have allowed anybody to figure it out.
There was definitely some air gaps between things that happened. And then at the end, she was like, yeah, and so because of this and this and this, which we didn't know, you did it.
Well, why didn't they tell us this and this and this?
Well, that would, I feel like, be great storytelling, but maybe that's not what this is about.
But I want breadcrumbs. I want more breadcrumbs than we were given. And now I just feel dumb. Jessica Fletcher's smart and I'm dumb and I don't know how to figure out anything. And I don't think I learned anything from that.
Wow. That's a lot to fucking unpack, Kristen. First of all, we have to deal with the fact that you never fucking seen Murder, She Wrote until now. That's insane. I feel like you are the demographic. So wait, what did you do after being discouraged by Angela Lansbury?
Well, I got down to all sorts of things, but you're going to have to wait to hear about that until week two.
Of course. Of course it was the end of the week.
And what way better to end a Murder, She Wrote moment than a cliffhanger? But
true, Jolenta. True. I'll distract you with my first week. Wah, wah, wah.
Yes, tell me all about your first week of living by Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You by Dolly Parton.
So because this advice comes from, like, the mouth of a goddess, I decided I would try to go in order.
Yes, yes, Jolenta. Mm-hmm. That is respect. That is reverence.
Thank you.
That is not like you.
Thanks. Hey, hey, it's true. I do have problems with authority, but I respect hers.
Yes, yes.
I respect the authority of the sequin. Okay, so I started with Dream More.
That is step one. Step one is Dream More. Mm-hmm.
And this stumped me, I think, not unlike you.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Well,
you
I
too?
Feel like Dolly just plows into it, like, being like, these were my dreams for forever. Like, boop, 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 here's how you
Since I was 5 years
how
old,
you focus
I was a professional singer.
And I'm like, oh, what are mine? Like, she talks a lot about what to do with them and how to expand them and then break them down. But, like, boop. And I, you know, I feel a little dreamless right now, like still super sick with lupus. Surprise, fun. I mean, I'm maintaining, but I feel like a mess. Like I'm sick all the time. I'm getting better, but the medicine I take makes me like sick in other ways. So it's like better, but sicker, but better. And like, I have no appetite. I have cloudy thinking. I can't sleep, but then I also sleep for 100 days. And I'm also like really emotionally volatile and will cry for like 2 hours because of a fern in the background of Stargate Atlantis that reminds me of my childhood cabin. Like, I don't know, you know, but I'm a mess.
None of this sounds very conducive to dreaming, Jolenta.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm like, other than my go-to dream that I always talk about, which is to play a medical examiner, just like a small guest starring role on any television procedural, that I put out there a lot. But other than that, like, what are my actual dreams? I don't know. So I figure since Dolly talks about how her childhood dreams have driven her, like since the age of 5, I would try to check in with childhood me, like preteen, like, I don't know, like 10-year-old me when I was sort of pure and naive and had like dreams and energy.
I love that idea. I love it because it's going right back to what Dolly did. And, you know, none of us are going to be Dolly, but all of us were kids once, right?
Yes, exactly. So here's what I came up with. Tell big, weird, high drama stories for TV, movies, and musicals. And I do think playing a TV medical examiner does technically fall into this category.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
So
yes.
Be a fashion icon. Be surrounded by funny, loving friends and family. Help save all the animals. Help save the planet. Help make every kid feel loved and supported. And make all the arts and crafts I want.
Nice.
I feel like that's a pretty good list.
It's very you.
It's very me.
Very you.
And then yes. I cross-reference that with Brad, meaning I checked in with my partner to see what he thought my dreams were because I feel like he has a pretty good sense of who I am, like, right now. And this is what he said.
What would you say that my dreams are?
Your dreams?
Yeah, like, just what do you think my dreams
like for your life?
Like, yeah, my dream. What do I dream of doing? What do I dream of for my life? Yeah, what are my dreams?
I know that you want to, I know that you want to play a medical examiner on a TV show.
Obviously, number one dream.
And I know that your dream is to have many dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be a lady who has a lot of dogs or running around the house somewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I think in a large way, like, you're living your dream of you want to, like, be in comedy and in podcasting. I think a big dream for you would also probably be doing some kind of, like, stand-up special someday.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool for you.
So I feel like I have a better sense of what my dreams are. And I started saying them out loud more than just the medical examiner one. Stuff about, like, I'll put that in my stand-up special, even when I make a stupid joke, but, like, just for fun, to remind myself that that's a dream of mine. But something that kept bothering me about all my dreams was, like, there's a big issue. I also feel like to accomplish any of this, I need to feel healthy. So, like, that's also a dream of mine, but one that I have more trouble controlling, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, health is such a dream that I think a lot of us take for granted. Mm. And you're right. We don't have as much control over it as we would like sometimes. And yeah, that's a tough one.
So to deal with the health stuff, because, yeah, I can dream of being healthy, but I don't really have as many skills to break down, like, what to do to accomplish that, I decided I would go over to step two.
Yes. Step two is learn more.
I gotta learn more about my lupus so I can get better and, like, get things moving quicker and I can accomplish all the shit I want to do. And, I have some weird symptoms happening that no one can figure out related to my skin and my scalp. It's not fun. I currently have little stitches in my scalp from a biopsy that do look like an antenna sticking out of the back of my head, though. So that is cute.
Very alien.
Yeah, exactly. It's like very alien or like little bug or something. I digress. So during week one, lucky for me, I got an appointment with this really amazing doctor who specializes in like rheumatic dermatology, like only dermatology for like rheumatic issues like I have with lupus and stuff. And I figured I'd go in and I'd ask some questions and I'd learn some more.
Nice. That sounds like mm-hmm. a good plan.
Right. So I'm there, and she has a bunch of other residents with her. And I end up just asking her what's up. So take a listen.
I want to show my other thigh. Do you mind?
Oh, no. Just because I'm just because I'm gross?
Not because you're gross. They're interesting, and we haven't gotten the answer.
Right, right.
So,
hello.
Hi, this is Dr.
Avita. How long have you had these for?
I've had the lupus skin issue for about like a year now, and the scalp stuff has exploded, and probably like the past like 2 months.
Where, when you say lupus skin issue, which one are you referring? What are you referring to?
Mainly my face, which is.
And then she has these literally stellate-like ulcerations of the scalp. And this is where we're going to biopsy. Where you say
this one's a, this one's the most active of them, right?
Yeah.
Also, the ear, is this like chondritis?
Well, the ear could be lupus. We don't. I don't want to biopsy the ear if I don't have to.
They right. thought it was relapsing polychondritis, like at the very beginning of all this. But as everything is healed up, like I haven't like had any structural damage.
Thank you.
But yeah, thank you guys, of course.
So I learned that they don't think I'm gross, and we all learned that we don't biopsy ears, and I think I helped some other residents learn a little bit by answering their questions, so everyone was learning.
I think that's a learning party. That's like Grey's Anatomy season one. Learning, learning, learning. What did you do after that?
After that, I decided to do step three.
Step three is care more.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to care for Brad because Brad's mostly been caring for me. He does everything for me. He is my proxy to the outside world. I essentially have no immune system right now. So every need I have outside of the house, he has to meet it. So I figure I could probably maybe meet a need or two of his within the house. So I decided I would surprise him and set up his workstation for him.
Did you set up my whole little workstation?
Yeah. Go look.
This is really nice. Thank you.
I know.
Look at that.
Well, so taken care of, then you went into the pharmacy and stuff. I thought I should take care of you too.
You did all my like my mouse and my keyboard and my little raised monitor thing.
Thank and you. Some water.
And you're hydrated.
Hydrate, boy. Hydrate that bowel.
I love being hydrated.
And I even gave you special ice boats.
You need a special ice?
Yeah, I give you a special ice. Boy, I don't skip.
Wow. What?
And a straw.
What a king of the castle.
Yeah.
Oh, Jolenta, you really returned the love and the care right back at him. It sounds like he loved it. It sounds like anybody would love that. That's a perfect way to end the first week, in my opinion.
Thank you. Yeah, it was small, but I feel like, I mean, he said he was a king, so I guess it had the desired impact. And Jesus, it takes so little to make him feel so special. I really should do more. While I think about that, let's take a break, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. But before we take that break, have you lived by Dream More? Did it work for you? Share your story at facebook.com/groups/BTBpod or at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So, Kristen, your turn again. We ended your first week of living by Dream More with you cutting down the book you already have and making it even shorter than when you started, then ending up feeling like really derailed and belittled by Murder, She Wrote. So how did you redeem that with week two? How did you start?
I started off by doing a little more of step two.
Learning more.
Yes. I figured since watching TV was not helping me, I would do exactly what Dolly said, which was like, above all else, read. She's really into reading. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I used the good old public library Libby app. I found some short mysteries and I read them. I'm talking really short, really fun, really frothy contemporary ones, not critically acclaimed ones. But they were so enjoyable and they really, you know, calmed me down and made me think, you know what? I can do this. I don't have to be Jessica Fletcher. I don't have to be an Emmy award-winning TV show. I can just be something like this. Mm-hmm. And reading those books really did help a lot.
Right, right. So after like sort of communing with your people, basically, and like getting your confidence back up, were you able to dream more?
I was. And I continued the journey of dreaming more with step three.
That is care more.
Yes. And a big part of caring more, according to Dolly, is being mindful of how you look, how you prepare, and how you keep your commitments. So I decided I would commit fully to my dream. I blocked off 4 hours a day every day on my calendar when the only thing I'd be allowed to do was write, not fine-tune, not rewrite,
like
not delete,
new words.
Just write. That's all I was allowed to do. And I also committed to starting off every day with a bang by setting my alarm for 8:30 each day. That's right. Kristen Mines are 8:30. I would put on lipstick, and I did this crazy, crazy thing I have not done since the beginning of the pandemic. Listen.
God, why did I ask Santa for this weighted blanket? I love you, weighted blanket, but you're... you are very heavy and hard to make the bed with. Hello, Henderson F. Bear.
Hello. That's right. I'm putting you in a bed that's made. Oh, you don't know what that is? You don't know what a made bed is? All right. There you go.
Well, that actually took less than a minute. Why don't I ever do that? Our bedroom looks so nice now. And now I have to go to work.
I am going to work right now because I made a bed. And I can make a bed and I can write a book. Here I go.
Kristen. A, I forgot about your bear. B, who are you? Getting up early, making bed. Also, what did you do next?
So I did what I had marked off every day on my calendar to do. I wrote.
Yeah.
And I wrote and I wrote and I wrote some more.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Along the way, I also threw in some step four.
Okay, that is be more.
Yes. And for this, I did my very best to spread Christmas cheer in ways for all to hear. I donated money to causes I care about. I gave away any Christmas gifts I didn't need to folks in my neighborhood on the Buy Nothing forum. And of course, Dean and I did something we do every year that marks the end of the holiday season for us. We brought our Christmas tree, who this year we named her Vanderbilt. We name our tree after a different street each year. But this year we had Vanderbilt, and we brought her to a place that she could go on living at the end of the season.
Okay. Are they going to put her in? Nope, that's not our tree. That's not our tree. Is that one our tree? Are they about to put it in?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it.
Oh, she's so pretty. She still had so much life left in her.
She was still supple. time for the grinder.
Oh, here you go. Yay! Hey, there goes our tree.
Thank you for your service. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you for your service. Yeah, mulch that tree. Mulch it, mulch it. Was that Mulch Fest, Kristen? One of the douchier Brooklyn things we do.
I love
Mulch
Fest.
But it's the best. It's the fucking best.
It's the best. It's the annual New York event where you drop off your Christmas tree. They turn it into mulch. That mulch nourishes city parks. It is the best. I
love
it.
And by turn it into mulch, she means like people get to stand outside and watch like their personal tree get like thrown into a wood chipper and like chopped up and be like, rah!
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
It's very cool. So, Kristen, I love this. I love this, but I have to say I am a little worried that spreading all this Christmas cheer may be distracting you from the task that was at hand because, and I believe we're getting close to the end of your week too, yeah?
Yes, we are, in fact, at the very end of it. Mulchfest was pretty much the end of the week.
Uh-huh. So did you get half your book done?
I did. Yes! I did. I got nearly two-thirds of my first draft written.
Yes.
And I'm adding one more dream to the dream pile now.
Oh, my God.
Which is, by the time our epilogue episode airs, I am dreaming that this first draft will be complete.
Oh, shit. I hope that's true. And I hope you let me read a sneaky peek.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, stay tuned for the fucking epilogue, people. We got a book to read and write first.
But enough about my dream, my new dream, and my old one. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about your dreams, Jolenta,
yes,
please?
Yes, yes. So I started my second week with some more of step two.
Step two is learn more.
Mm-hmm. Brad offered to let me sit in on a virtual hostile environment training class that he was going to take. So this is where journalists learn how to get like sound and video and audio and just report from like crazy situations like in the wilderness or in like mobs and riots or like if you're captured somewhere, like any sort of hostile environment you can think of.
Ooh, I love this. And this is right up your alley, Jolenta. You love some crime. Mm-hmm. You love some recording. You know, a medical examiner needs to know this stuff, right?
Someday if I ever want to do a true crime podcast and I'm out in the field more.
Yes. This is exciting. This sounds really fun. And like it would definitely feed into your dreams. The skill set needed to do those dreams. Yeah.
So only issue is I realized this class ended up falling on the day that I do my weekly lupus medicine shot. And on that day, I end up feeling like total shit, like just sort of like cold and hot flashes. I'm a zombie. And I told Brad, fuck it, I'm bailing on this class.
Bailing? Jolenta, don't bail on your dreams. Dolly would not approve of you bailing on your dreams.
So I know, yeah. So you just said Dolly would not approve. And literally the second I told him I was bailing, I saw this like little flash of disappointment in his eyes before he was like, I understand. And then I was like, damn it, I fucked up. Dolly would not approve of this and neither would step three.
Oh, yeah. Step three is care more. Uh-huh. Yes. And part of that step is you follow through on your commitments. You strive to be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't just drop shit. You
exactly.
do it.
Yes. So I like turned around and I like slunk back over to Brad where he was setting up to watch his class. And I said this.
I want to follow through because I said I was interested in this. And I want to learn.
Wow.
Okay. Do you want me to... Oops. Do you want me to move this?
No, I think that's fine. I think put the computer on this guy. We'll have our dueling computers.
Yeah. Well, I don't even need mine up if you want this.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. I love that. I know that you didn't feel good. I know that this was tough for you.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad you followed through, Jolenta. Are you glad that you followed
through? Yes, I am. It was totally worth it. It was super interesting. I learned, like, a lot of cool things that, like, who knows, they might come in handy. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And always cover events from a distance, okay? Don't be getting into the heat of it, okay? You've got to stay out of the heat and film possibly from an elevated position and zoom in nice and safely. And it's paramount that you think about your exit routes all the time. Every single place you go, where are we going to go if it starts right now in front of us? And everyone needs to be on the same page.
Holy Toledo's, Jolenta. This is fascinating. First of all, I am very curious about how I can get into one of these classes in the future. Mm-hmm. Second of all, this is so on point for the kinds of dramatic stories you want to tell. I think this will come in handy in the future, don't
good.
You?
Yeah, I hope so. If anything, it was just like super entertaining and distracting. So, and just like you never know, learn more. Learn about everything, right?
Yeah. And what did you do after that?
After that, all I had left was be more.
Be more. That is step four.
Mm-hmm. And I did not know what to do for this. You know, as I say constantly, I feel like shit. Like, I literally tried to bail on a fucking video class earlier in the week. Like, how am I going to be more now? Like, how am I going to have energy to even think about what to do? And as I start freaking out about this, like, internally, Brad drops an opportunity in my lap because he's a fucking angel.
What was that opportunity?
Well,
I need
so
to know.
Basically, I'm very lucky because Brad is already a good person and doesn't need to live by any books to like want to be more similarly to you. And he had already volunteered to teach a podcasting class with a friend of ours. Hey, Mike, shout out to Mike. Mike teaches with kids through this amazing group called the Lighthouse Guild. They're an organization. I hadn't heard of them until Mike, but they're an organization dedicated to providing exceptional services that inspire people who are visually impaired to attain their goals. So they provide tons of resources, people of all ages. So our friend Mike teaches arts with their children's program.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad did a guest class for like 2 hours teaching about audio storytelling and podcasting. This is what he comes up with. He interviewed me for about an hour as Frank the dog.
Hold on. Were you Frank or was he Frank?
I was Frank. He was Brad.
Oh, nice.
So I got to just do something I do all the time and sit on a couch to help with this. It was incredible. So he interviewed me for about an hour and we made like good and bad examples for how to conduct an interview and like where to hold microphones, how to get the sounds that taught, you know, basically each example taught a different audio storytelling lesson.
Oh my gosh. This is so creative, so perfect for kids.
Mm.
Did the kids love it as much as I love it?
Well, I lurked outside of the door to spy on Brad and listen to how it went. Do you want to hear some of it?
Oh, yes. Yes. Let me hear.
Hi, Frank. Hey, yeah, Brad, you don't usually call me by my first name.
I always start off just repeating you. You're the professional, just trying to be professional myself.
You know, that's nice of you. I appreciate you taking this seriously. I think the folks at the Lighthouse Guild will appreciate it.
Of course.
Did you guys all hear that? Oh, good. So that's the sound of my dog, Frank. That's what he sounds like. Right. Well, that's what he sounds like. I don't think, you know, if you guys want to laugh at his voice, fine. But I mean, that's how he sounds. So, you know, I didn't think we were going to be judging here that he has a funny voice, but fine. Like, if that's what you guys think, then that's fine. So this is what you would call raw audio. Right, and that's my first tip to you guys. If you're ever making
it sounds like we did a good job.
Record more than you think you would need to record.
Jolenta, that is fantastic. I love that. I think Dolly would love that. I love that it's honoring your dreams as far as like not just, you know, working on your own storytelling, but helping other people with theirs, working with kids. That was on your list from the get-going week
one. Yeah, that is on my list.
Yeah, you're doing all sorts of things to check those dream boxes with that final step. I love that. That's such a good way to end week two.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really nice experience. And like I stayed and listened for like way longer than I recorded just because like it was fun and sweet. Like it warmed my heart. So yeah, it was a great ending. And if I talk more, we'll talk about a verdict. So.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to do that. We got to take a break first, and then we'll find out more about, you know, whether or not we liked this book or didn't like this book or how we feel about Dolly Parton. Yeah. You know, I don't know. How do you feel about Dolly Parton?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. Whatevs. We'll see. But first, I have a quick reminder, y'all. If you like our show, rate it and review it in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you say something funny, I'll laugh about it. I'll read it on a bonus episode or a mini episode. I'll do a song and dance and post it on Instagram for you if you tell me to in the comments.
Well, if that is not a reason to write a review, I don't know what is. All right, let's take a quick break, Jolenta. When we're back, it's verdict time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We are back. We have to get down to business. I don't know what will happen here. I'm on pins and needles. I don't know if I'm being sarcastic or not, to be honest. Did Dream More by Dolly Parton work? Did it change your life? Did you dream more? Did its promises come true? Would you recommend this book?
All right. I'm just going to say it. I went into this book a little bit biased. I'm admitting that right here and right now. Yes, I love Dolly, you know? And when you love Dolly, you're biased when you're reading a book by Dolly. So I just want to fully admit that from the get-go. And Dolly Parton, if you're listening right now, I hope you are. I will always love you. But that being said,
but yay.
I legitimately thought this book was great. It was structured so clearly, unlike most self-help books we've read for this show. It actually has four clear steps with concrete and actionable items under each step. And added bonus, there are so many delightful little stories from Dolly folded into each chapter. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just those two
stories,
things alone.
To piggyback off of what you're saying, the stories actually correspond to the lessons, like, in the chapter, like, very clearly, which is a nice thing to, like, sort of connect the two things, the two positives you're making.
I will also say this. Is this book going to speak to everyone? Not necessarily. There are some mentions of her faith that might turn off certain people. And, you know, I'm also sure some people will read this book and think, well, she's kind of a rigid workaholic. You know, she really talks about
she's
like—
she's very obsessed with work.
Yeah, she's obsessed with being on time. She really cares about certain things that some people might consider like being too persnickety. And, you know, I didn't personally feel that way, but I understand some people might think that of her. Mm-hmm. But overall, even if those things didn't quite land for you, I do think that, you know, she does something that you and I both love, Jolenta, that so few authors do. She says, you don't have to be me. You just have to be you. I'm just being the best version of Dolly I can be. And just because I can do it doesn't mean that you can emulate me or vice versa. And so few authors say that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
She's just like
just
saying,
like, balls out yourself, basically.
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes down to it, the point of this show is to, you know, say, did the book work or not for us? And in my case, it obviously did work. You know, I went into this 2-week period with what I thought was the beginning of a book. And then by the end, I had most of a book written, you know, not 90% of the book, but like 60% of the book. And that's something that I don't think I would have done without this
book. Like literally that improved your book writing life.
Yes, literally. Ah, literally. Get it? Because it's a book. It's a
okay,
piece of
let's
literature.
Get on to my let's move on to my verdict right now.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Jolenta, no. I want to know what you think of Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You. Are you going to celebrate this book?
Okay. Do I start with the positive or the negative? I'll start with the negative.
Okay.
Reading this book, obviously it's great, like you said, fully in Dolly's voice, very Dolly, very light, very full of good advice. But also, like, to me, it reads like somewhat like a Kristen Fever dream wrote it, like with the amount of like love of positivity and work. And I was like, I love it in theory, but will I love it in application? I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm like not as good at being as like rigid with myself as people like Dolly or I don't know, Kristen. and I was like, I'm not sure if I'm just entertained by it or if I can do it. But living by this book helped me. It just helped sort of kickstart me getting like moving, getting working, doing fucking anything. Like when I was in the like, kind of the pits of the despair, like in sort of a sick, wallowy, shitty place, you know? I, instead of wallowing in self-pity at the doctor, like, forced myself to ask some questions and, like, ended up answering some questions. I, like, pushed myself to expend, like, very minimal energy to, like, put some fucking ice water out for Brad, and he felt like a king, which, again, really points out that I should do more little things for him because he's really receptive to it. I, you know, did some shit to help kids learn for the first time in like a billion years. Like, I haven't done anything with kids in forever. And like, I probably would have not offered to help if I weren't living by this book, because I would have been too busy, like, half sleeping and watching Star Trek Voyager. So this book helped. I recommend this book. It like got me out of a bit of a rut. And like you said, it's like a beautiful read. It is simple. It is clear. So like, it's not for everyone, but if you're looking for like a pretty good approach to sort of a campier, shorter Year of Yes with like a lot of lyrics thrown in, you know, from Dolly songs, I fully recommend it.
Oh, and so it seems we agree.
I mean, how could we not? It was written in the stars for eternity, but also we had to do it.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Dolly. Thank you, Dolly, so much.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for this episode of By the Book.
Huge thanks, as always, to our amazing production team at Stitcher, our producers, Brandon Nix, Corinne Wallace, and Daisy Rosario, and our engineer, Andy Christens. Thanks also to Nate Wida, who composed our theme song, and to the Rizzos for performing it.
Stay in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts on Dream More. Have you read it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? What are your Dolly thoughts? Dollywood, have you worked for Dolly? Are you Dolly? Will you be our moms? I don't know. Just get in touch with us. Our email address is kristenandgelenta@gmail.com, and you can always hit us up on Instagram @ByTheBookPod or on Twitter @ByTheBookPod.
Or leave us a message on our voicemail. That's 302-49-BOOKS, 302-492-6657. And as Jolenta mentioned earlier, don't hesitate to rate and review us in Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. It helps other people to find the show. And if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show.
Or Dolly.
Yes!
I feel like it's really on brand for her, and like we would all get along. Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye!
What would I say my dreams are? You know, when I was pure and naive and like had dream juice left and didn't think dream juice sounded disgusting the second it came out of my mouth, you know?
Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.